It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Exodus chapter 30. And we're going to begin reading with the 9th verse and then read to the 16th verse. So please, through the 16th verse, so please open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 30. I'm going to begin reading with verse 9. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. And our website, if you'd like to visit us there, is www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. Exodus chapter 30, beginning to read with verse 9. Ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall ye pour drink offerings thereon. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonements. Once in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, When thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord. When thou numberest them, that there is no plague among them, when thou numberest them, this they shall give, every one that passeth among them that are numbered, a half a shekel, after a shekel of the sanctuary, a shekel is 20 gerahs. A half shekel shall be the offering of the Lord, every one that passeth among them that are numbered, from 20 years old and above, shall give an offering unto the Lord. The rich shall not give more, the poor shall not give less than a half a shekel. When they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your souls, and thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shalt appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls. Now we're going to end reading there, and please, I hope that you've enjoyed the reading. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come today and enjoy this precious time together. I thank you that you've given us an opportunity to spend this time together, so please that you will show us your way and show us your will. I just thank you so much, dear Lord, for this chance, this opportunity to spend time together with other believers. And please today that this program, this study that we have here, will be a blessing unto all that are listening. I know that I have been blessed by the preparing of it, and I know that I'm going to receive a blessing by continuing to visit and fellowship over your word. And I hope that all listen have that same opportunity, that they receive a blessing. I also hope, dear Lord, that all those that are listening that have denied you, that have rejected you, have chosen to go another way and not by faith in your Son, the Lord Jesus. Dear Father, I hope today that that change, that they come to know you as their Savior. Please, that that happen today. Now just speak to our hearts. Your Holy Spirit, He will need to guide us and direct us through your word. He will show the lost that they're lost and introduce them to your Son, the Lord Jesus. And that same Spirit that lives within my heart and within every believer's heart also is a great teacher that teaches your perfect will. And so please that you will show us that today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Last time we were together, we had a wonderful study concerning the altar. It was a prayer altar, you may call it. It may be also called the incense altar. It was set right before the veil, right before you go into the Holy of Holies. And again, very quickly, the tabernacle itself is 45 feet long and 15 foot wide and 15 foot tall. Has two rooms. One room is 30 feet long and 15 foot wide, and the second room is 15 by 15. The first room is referred to as the holy place. The second is the holy of holies. The second place is where the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat is found, and that is the presence of God is come to meet with the people there. Also, we have the first room, the holy place, has three pieces of furniture in it, the lampstand, table of showbread, and the incense or prayer altar. The lampstand is on one side, the table of showbread on another, and now we come to the incense altar or the prayer altar. We had a wonderful study concerning that prayer altar, and we're not going to go through it really again. I hope that you caught the study. If you didn't, why, please let me know, and I'll get a copy to you, or you can go to the website and find it there. But I hope that that you did get to hear it and listen very carefully, because it was sure a blessing to me, because as we go into the holy place, we need to realize that the more time we spend in there with the light of the Lord Jesus feeding upon the Word, that fragrance of that incense will be attached to us. And when we go out into the world, people will tell, people will know that there's something different about us. And in this case, it would be the odor, the fresh, sweet, beautiful odor. Instead of the stench of death that you have on the outside, you have the sweet smell of life on the inside. And maybe our odor doesn't change, but our personality and our demeanor, our ways will, the day that we meet Jesus Christ and the day that we spend more and more and more time with Him. So I hope that you learned that last time we were together. And the reason I read the 9th and 10th verse today is because I wanted you to see that the only thing that went on this altar was incense. Nothing else. There are no strange incense put on there, no burnt offering, no meat offering, no drink offering. Nothing was placed upon that except this incense. It was made holy. Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it. Remember the description of it. Remember the four horns that was common to all the pieces of furniture. And all these four horns, as they would set upon there, we find that he would take his hand and rub the blood of the sacrifice upon it. Because you see, everything, there is no atonement without the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I'm glad that you joined us with that. And I'm glad that it was a good study. Hope it was a good study for you. And so now we come to this half a shekel. And this also is known as the atonement. And so it's silver. It's not blood, but it's silver. And so we're going to take a good look at this today as we cover the 11th through the 16th verse of chapter 30. As we look at these verses of Scripture, you're going to find at the beginning here, the Lord spake to Moses, saying, when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them, this they shall give, every one that passeth among them that are numbered, a half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary, a half a shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. And to begin with, a half a shekel is about 35 cents. I need you to understand that there was no one that could not afford to give this. The next thing I want to make a point of, and that is, where did a slave get silver? If this was something that no one was left out, the scripture a little later says that the rich will pay no more and the poor will pay no less. A half a shekel. But at the day, it was about 35 cents. Everyone had the ability to pay this amount. No one was exempt. The silver, they should have gotten from the Egyptians. Remember when they were to go and ask for their jewels and their silver and their gold, and the Egyptians handed it to them, gave it to them? Now, a person that possibly would not have this silver is one that didn't believe God. He says, I'm not going to go to that Egyptian. That Egyptian's going to put me to death if I ask them for their gold and for their silver. You see, you must believe God. It's a walk by faith, and we need to see that it's a walk by faith. And so we need to know that this walk by faith is so very, very important. I hope that you know that. I hope that you recognize that it is a walk by faith. Now, this shekel, this half a shekel, I want you to see this. I want you to know the importance of it. 35 cents. If you listen to God, everyone has an opportunity. Here, everyone had an opportunity to come. I hope that you recognize that. The half a shekel is called atonement money. Failure to furnish this silver meant death and a cutting off of the assembly from the assembly of Israel. This amount, again, rich gave no more, poor gave no less. It was a very, very small sum of 35 cents. Silver in the Bible always speaks of blood, of atonement. The silver in the Bible speaks of atonement, and this atonement is always to be by blood. Don't miss that. We find, and we've talked about this before, the foundation of this building is another reason why I took a few moments a little bit ago to talk about the size of this building. This building completely, 100% rests upon silver. Its foundation is silver, which stands for the blood of Jesus Christ. That's exactly where your salvation should rest. That's exactly where every part of your being should be built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. This foundation here of silver is a picture of that. And it's not only of Jesus Christ, but it's upon His precious blood. This foundation, the blood of atonement, the tabernacle, this picture of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, the picture of the believer, everything is encompassed in this tabernacle. It's a beautiful picture. But if you do not trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, you don't know God the Father, you don't know God the Son, you do not possess the Holy Spirit in your heart, you are not a Christian if you deny the blood of Jesus Christ. That's according to the Word of God. Don't deny the blood of Jesus Christ. Stay with me here. This half a shekel of the age of 20 and above was to give it. That seems to be, in the Word of God, the age of accountability. Today we've backed it off to 12 or 13, but it seems here that the age of accountability is in that range of 20 and above were held accountable for themselves. And every male must bring a half a shekel. It was required every time they were numbered. Now David numbered the people without collecting the atonement fee, the half a shekel of silver. And we're not going to take time now, but I would love for you sometime to go, maybe this coming week, to 2 Samuel chapter 24 or 1 Chronicles chapter 21. And you'll find that when David numbered the people and neglected to pay attention to this verse of Scripture, 70,000 men of Israel died. When the census was taken, the half a shekel of silver was to be collected. David ignored that. David had a heart for God, had a love for God, but David sure made some mistakes, and this was one of them, and 70,000 men died. 70,000. Now, let's take a look at this foundation, because you see, the first collection that Moses is talking about here, the Lord is telling Moses to do in the 11th through the 16th verse, this first collection had a purpose. And that purpose was for the foundation. And there are some rings and some fillets that were out of silver too. And it all stands for the blood and the necessity of the blood. But right now we're going to focus on the foundation of this tabernacle. It should be the foundation of your faith. It should be the very foundation that your salvation is upon. It has to be. It can be none other. But let's take a look now at the record in Exodus 38, verses 25 and 27. Now, as we look at those two verses of Scripture, and we're just at the 30th chapter now, so we have not read those, but you need to see that they have taken this silver that they're collecting right here, this atonement money, which stands for the blood, and I'm going to prove that in a little bit. But they're going to make these sockets, 100 sockets of silver. And in Exodus 38, 25, and 27, the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents, and 1,703 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. Remember, we read that. It was to be collected a half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. That explains exactly the amount. And 100 talents of silver were cast the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil, 100 sockets of the 100 talents, a talent for a socket. This foundation, the foundation of this tabernacle, rests solely on silver. No gold, no brass, but silver. Silver becomes, in the Bible, a symbol and a figure for the price of atonement. There is no atonement without the blood. We're going to read that in Leviticus 17:11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it unto you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that make an atonement for your soul. Silver, because as we read here, they are to be numbered. The offering is to be given. In verse 15, the rich shall give no more, the poor shall give no less than a half a shekel when they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. This silver becomes a picture of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no question. Atonement's by the blood. And the silver in this tabernacle speaks of the blood. What a beautiful picture this becomes of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed upon Golgotha when Jesus died on the cross for you and me. The redemption was finished at that time. But until then, we require this picture, this wonderful picture of the foundation of this tabernacle and other things that were silver, all silver in the tabernacle, point to the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, without the shedding of blood is no remission. Our redemption, when we were saved, we had the opportunity of salvation to be redeemed. It has a most precious price. And that price is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. Ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. We find that in 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. It is called precious, with the precious blood of Christ. It means that it is of a you can't put a cost on it. It is of such value that you can't put the cost on it. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. And he tells the elders of Ephesus, take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Look at those words, the church of God, which he, God, has purchased with his own blood, with God's blood. The blood of Christ is not the blood of man. He was virgin born, not of the seed of man. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is perfect. That's what gives its saving power. And the Word says it's precious, the precious blood. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. We have this beautiful picture that we've just talked about, this tabernacle, that foundation being the blood of the Lord Jesus. So this tabernacle, see, gives us such a beautiful picture of Christ. It gives us a beautiful picture of our salvation. And it gives us a beautiful picture of the church, the believers. We look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 and 12. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Eternal, without end. We have been purchased. And it's not temporary salvation. It's not temporary life. It is eternal life. It's a eternal redemption. And it all comes by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, something that the blood of goats and calves couldn't do, something this foundation, this silver foundation, couldn't do. But it sure gives us a beautiful picture, and that picture lasted for 1,500 years until the Lord Jesus come to this earth to live and to die and to shed that precious blood, that we may live. The Lord Jesus Christ purchased it, finished it, made it eternal. Here, this had to be done each time they were counted, every time an offering and sacrifice was brought, it was renewed. The sin was covered. Our sin is taken away. That's the difference. Hebrews chapter 10, I'm going to read the 4th, the 11th, the 12th, and the 14th verse. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. And every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering, oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. What a beautiful picture. The Lord Jesus Christ finished a work. But as we're having this study of the tabernacle, don't miss that the tabernacle rests everything that we've talked about with the tabernacle, the lampstand, the table of showbread. Everything is set up on this foundation of silver. We have the beautiful linen ceiling that's embroidered. And we have the ram skin and the goat skin and the goat hair, and we have the covering, and we have the porpoise hide on the top. All that, the golden walls, everything is set on that silver foundation. So you see, the blood's important. And God gave us this picture 1,500 years before he was born. And so it's 3,500 years ago that he set this picture forward, as so many others, so we can see our life and what's important. And if your belief sets on anything other than the blood of Jesus Christ, it's false. If your church teaches any doctrine other than the doctrine of the blood of Jesus Christ for salvation, it's false. I don't care where you go. I don't care the name on your church. I don't care. That's not what the Word of God teaches. The Word of God teaches that the blood is where the strength is at. The blood is where the redemption is at. The blood is where the saving power is at. This picture, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, this atonement, this half a shekel of silver, this 35 cents, must be given from every individual. I couldn't pay for yours. I couldn't come and say, here is a full shekel, I'm paying for George. I couldn't do that. Because each individual, 20 years old and above, had to bring that half a shekel in himself. It's an individual responsibility. You have an individual responsibility to come by faith to Jesus Christ, to call upon him as your Lord. You have a responsibility. You cannot do it any other way. It just can't be done. You have to come by faith to Jesus Christ. His precious blood, his saving grace, you must come to him with a repentant heart. Now that repentant heart just means that you recognize you're a sinner and you're lost and you need a Savior. That's it. So please come today and trust in Jesus Christ. Please come. This personal faith that you need is a faith that God hands to you if you'll just call upon him today. Please today, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?